I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Friday and Sunday in Indianapolis in Clues Hall, the Indianapolis Opera presents Gilbert and Sullivan's The Pirates of Penzance. Friday night, it's 8 o'clock. Sunday, a matinee at 2. Our guest is the stage director for the production, Bill Fabris. Bill, thanks very, very much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Now, I was just looking at your biography, and you've done, I think, 4 or 5 Gilbert and Sullivans in addition to operas, to musicals, to stage productions of various sorts, but you seem to still come back to Gilbert and Sullivan from time to time.
Yeah, I call it my cake and eat it too job, because it's fun and I love coming back to it. For a while, I was doing just Gilbert and Sullivan, and that was getting a little frustrated. I want to get back to doing musicals and opera. So now that I have a chance to do a lot of musicals and opera, I can get back to the Gilbert and Sullivan. And it's like an old friend. You know, I've been working on Pirates since I first staged it, was in 1987. So coming back to it every couple of years is always a wonderful.
Now, for many of us, the Doyle Cart productions, of course, put the stamp on Gilbert and Sullivan. But then our vision really was changed in large part by an IU grad, Kevin Klein, in the Joseph Papp production. And I wondered how the two traditions work in your stage direction.
Well, I was very fortunate to work with John Reed, who was with Doyle Cart for many years. He was the comic baritone, did all the patter roles. And he loved the Joe Papp version, and he wanted to do more when he was performing. First show I did with him was HMS Pinafore, and I said, you know, can I jazz this up a little, make it a little more Broadway staging? I love the Doyle Cart stuff, but I just want to, you know, update it a little more and add more dancing and, you know, have more fun with the scenes. And he was all for it. So he was the first one to, like, give me permission from the Doyle Cart era to go ahead, play with it, have fun, as long as you're telling the story.
Now, you've got a very strong cast, but it's a cast that really is drawn from really fine singers, not necessarily from great dancers. How does that work for you?
Well, you know, some of them did come from musical theater, like Matthew Chellis, who's playing Frederick, actually had done a lot of crossover work in musicals and light opera. So I put him, you know, right down front in the cat-like tread scene and have him dancing. Yeah, sometimes you just don't tell them how hard it is, and you show them and hold their hand sometimes, and, you know, they learn the steps. It's just practice, just like singing high notes. And I had 3 weeks, so that's enough time to get them to move.
Uh-huh. Have there been any particular surprises in developing this production of Pirates of Penzance?
Well, every time it's going to be a little different because of the characters and the people singing the roles. So they're all going to put in a little bit of their own personality in the roles, and I like that. It also keeps it fresh for me. I hate to say, well, do this joke because this worked with John Reed. But if you're not John Reed, it's not going to work. So I let them, you know, play around and try to find some other humor or another way to deliver a line to, you know, bring out the laugh.
Sounds as if this is a production that draws on Doyle Cart, on Joseph Papp, and a lot on Bill Fabris.
And a little bit of Michael Bennett as well. I use a lot of musical theater references for it. So I tell the girls, you know, it's just like the talk a little scene from Music Man. And then they're like, oh, I get it. Okay. And then Cat Like Tread, we do a little bit of a chorus line, my homage to Michael Bennett. And I don't want to spoil that special effect.
Well, we'll look forward to it being unspoiled.
Oh, great. Yeah, I think you'll enjoy it.
We've been talking with Bill Fabris. He's the stage director and the choreographer for The Pirates of Penzance by Gilbert and Sullivan this Friday, 8 o'clock, Sunday, 2 o'clock in Clues Hall. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.